Fayette County. Jimmy's moves around, like he's harder to catch at home than a tomcat, you know. But this is Carl Rutherford, and Carl has a real interesting guitar style and a great bag of songs to sing for us. So why don't you make Carl Rutherford welcome with Jim McGee.
Apologize to you because there's been too many 4 a.m. mornings. And then try to get breakfast before 9 o'clock.
Give me your first string. Make sure.
You're perfect, honey. You're perfect. Because I checked you out. You're perfect.
Better than last night.
Yeah, Brother Jim, here you come by my room this morning about 9 o'clock. Banging on the door, and I thought, what idiot is that? This early in the morning?
At the crack of 9 o'clock.
And then, to help things along, Jerry says, Carl, there's one I want you to open up with, if you will. There was a wild little bunch, I don't remember their names, but they were a bunch of kids, and their daddy brought them home a bunch of instruments one weekend from being on the road. And they ended up jumping around like that granddaughter of Mother Maybelle Carter that's doing that hot, moving around on that real live videotape on Nashville. Carlene Carter is her name, yeah. And this bunch sang this song, They Ain't No Grave. And it takes 16-year-olds to sing it, much less an old fella like myself that's been out all these nights up late. Thanks, Jerry. We'll go down to the river, dig a hole in the cocoa ground, say a few pitiful words o'er me, then lower my body down. Ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Yeah, meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air, going by what you told me, Lord, and I know that you'll be there, but there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Look way over Jordan, look at what I see. See a band of angels and they're coming after me. But they ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. No, they ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. Oh, meet me, Jesus, meet me in the middle of the air. Going for what you told me, Lord, and I know you're gonna be there. Ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave. Gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave. what? I wrote a list, and it's way over there. Won't you get it there, because memory's not too sharp today. I knew I was going to do that because I seen that crap.
Move your chair up.
I can't move it out. I get too close to these mics. Okay, I'll move up. You move the mics back a little bit. I'll tell you, on an engineer, I feel sorry for him with me because that's the reason I shoved way back, because I didn't want to hurt his ears. I picked too hard on a guitar. I don't know how the strings stand up to it. And I sing too loud. I don't know how people stand up to me. So that's the reason I moved back, having a little mercy on him. Coal miner song. That's what we decided we'd do next year. Good buddy of mine here has got his eyeball stuck into a camera, I think. He was down at my place with a dear friend from PBS. And I thought he's going to want to do things about coal mining if he's coming to McDowell County to do a film on rural America. And so I up right quick and wrote a song about coal mining just for him. He wasn't a bit interested in it. He went and watched a parade in town, went up to high school and filmed the kids, come to my church and filmed my Sunday school kids singing, filmed my preacher preaching, come up to my house and filmed a bunch of picking and grinning with a whole bunch of good-looking gals on my front porch. He didn't care about coal mining. He's a sharp man. But I wrote the song, so I have to use it somewhere. So, and I'll tell you, 16 tons and the other song, what is it? Dark is a dungeon. I wonder. That dark is a dungeon. He may have went in a coal mines. 16 tons didn't. Okay. I've been in a coal mines and I've worked in them. And it is a hard thing to realize, and so that's the reason I worked real hard to get this line into the song, is mud and dripping top and dust in the air. That's a hard thing to imagine, for you to be crawling around on your knees in mud and your back rubbing against the top that's wet and you're breathing dust. But that's the way it is in there. It's called, what's the name of it? Coal miner's song. You got to turn off the fear when you come down into here. While you're down here a digging the coal for the man, Lord, no, you can't be worried about things that go wrong. You gotta keep loading coal and just plodding along. Lord, a man's life ain't nothing. Oh, that's how it seems. There's just muscle and guts down here running these machines. So when the rocket starts coming, the boss man has said, son, you gotta bring out my machine, don't you leave it and run. That are waiting at home. They're dependent on you for everything y'all own. So with the mud and dripping top and the dust in the air, you gotta pray that your dear Lord is holding you near. You gotta turn off the fear when you come down into here. While you're down here a mining the coal for the main, yes, just pray that your dear Lord is holding you near. You gotta turn off the fear when you come into here. I want to give a word of appreciation here for Brother Jim McGee, my preacher buddy. He's always seems to be handy to give me a helping hand when I need it. And he's such an able helping hand. He keeps coming to Augusta to learn. I don't know what he needs to learn, to tell you the truth. He's pretty well a rounded out feller all to himself. He's talked me into picking this next piece, so blame it on him. I played it somewhere the other day and I told him it was impossible to play. And I know I put it together. It's called A New String Tune. Normally I play it when I've got a new set of strings on. That's when I say it's impossible to play now. Because these aren't new. They've been broke in a little bit. Sorry, engineer, I'm getting swung around this way because I've got to be able to hang on to the box to pick it. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by saying you probably didn't pick up on it, but there was a few boo-boos in there. They were there. I see. What did I say there, Jim? You got your glasses on. Yeah, you have, haven't you? Yes.
It says, you fool.
Oh, God.
No, excuse me. Barbara Allen.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I know why I put that in there. That was so I could rest. It's another Jim's idea. He said, why don't you do Barbara Allen? It's a traditional song. I was told, I run into a fellow called Kenny Parker. And Kenny Parker says, yeah, I seen you down in Charleston, meant to talk to you. Want you over at Jackson Mills. this fall. And he said, but Carl, we do traditional songs over there now. Bear that in mind. And ever since then, I've been trying to find out what traditional is. And somebody come, I believe Brother Jim here come real close to it and said, if you can't find the author, it's traditional. So I'm seeking, okay? If anybody knows anything, let me know, all right? It was early in the month of May when the green buds, they were swelling. Young William Green on his deathbed lay because of Barbary Allen. He sent his servant to the town where she was dwelling, saying, Master sick, and he sends for you. If your name be Barbary Allen, oh, slowly, slowly she got up, and she went where they were a crying. And all she said when she got there, young man, I believe you're dying. Oh, yes, I'm low, very low, and death is on me a dwelling. Can't have Barbary Allen. Oh, yes, you're low, very low, and death is on you a dwelling. No better, no better will you ever be. You won't have Barbary Allen. Don't you remember in yonder's town? In yonder's town, drinking, you raised your glass to the girls all around, but you slighted Barbary Allen. Yes, I remember in yonder's town, in yonder's tavern, drinking, I drink to the head of the girls all around. Gave my heart to Barbary Allen. Well, he turned his pale face to the wall, Death was on him a dwelling. Adieu, good neighbors all. Adieu, sweet Barbara Allen. Across the meadow she did go. She heard the death bells knelling. At every rain they sang her name. Hard-hearted Barbara Allen. Go make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today. I'll die for him. They buried Barbara in the old churchyard. They buried William nigh her. On William's grave grew a blood red rose. On Barbara's grew briar. Then they climbed to the top of the old churchyard till they could climb no higher. And there they tied true lovers knot. The rose around yes, there they tied a true lover's knot. The rose around the bride.
You got it whipped.
Carl has recently made a tape, and I think you could, if you want to take some of Carl home with you, you could see him about that. You also probably find Carl singing out around the ice house about midnight every night. He's one of those late night cats who likes to sing. Our next guest here comes to us from down in Calhoun County, West Virginia. If you know anything about the state, that's down near the center of the state, a little bit to the west and south, at a little place called Orma. Phoebe Parsons is from a wonderful old-time music-playing family. She sings some of the real old songs and plays the old-style banjo and dances the old steps. And I think she just turned 82. Is that right, Phoebe? Come on up. How do you want to do this? Maybe not say. Just don't push it backwards.
thank you very much, and you ain't going to hear very much because I'll have to rest up a little before I can play a May Miss and everything else. And they want me to play a little this evening. I may get to play again for you some other time before I leave. I ain't leaving you until about Monday unless they run me off. And they wanted me to play some of these old-time tunes, and they're hard to play, you know. I ain't played them for so long, but I'll do the best I can. Maybe somebody can learn a little of them and go ahead and play them the way they want to. I play the old-time way. I'm not too good at playing myself. But if I can learn somebody something, I'm glad of it, because we ain't going to be here forever. You know, I'm getting young. I'm getting young, and there ain't nothing much wrong with me on my legs. Can't hardly walk sometimes. But I can get out and dance now and then, a little bit for them. I used to be I could dance, but no more. I can't hardly dance very good, but I'm going to do the best I can for you. And this is a Boston Burglar. And if I wasn't so tired, I might do a little better. Thank you. I was just so tired, I didn't know whether I could play at all or not, and I didn't do very good. Now, what do you want me to play next?
Like
Polly, Pretty Polly.
I'd like you to play that
at Cabin Creek. I'll have to tune it up for Cabin Creek.
Polly, Pretty Polly, play there?
Yeah, I can play it down. I have to lower it a little. I don't play these very much. It takes me a good bit to get them in tune, and I hardly ever play them. Thank you. had somebody tune for me. When I lived in Boston, the city of Maryland town. When I lived in Ireland, the city of Maryland town, I met up with a lady, her beauty never was found. Called her Pretty Polly, a name I knew so well. Called her Pretty Polly, a name I knew so well, who loved everybody and sent her soul to hell. Where is Pretty Polly, way yonder she stands, with rings on her fingers, her lily white hand. Polly, Pretty Polly, come and go along with me. Polly, Pretty Polly, come and go along with me, before we get married, some pleasure to see. Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. The way you've been a-treating me, you lead me astray. Led her over hills and dark alleys so deep. Led her over hills and dark alleys so deep. Polly got mistrusted, began for to weep. Threw her arms around me and she began to cry. Threw her arms around me and she began to cry. How can you kill a poor girl who loves you so true? Polly, Pretty Polly, you are guessing just right. Polly, Pretty Polly, you are guessing just right. I dug on your grave under yonder white pine. Stabbed her with a knife and the blood it did flow. Stabbed her with a knife and the blood it did flow. Under yonder white pine, poor Polly sure did go.
Would it help you to have your strap on the banjo? Huh? Would it help you if you put the strap on the
banjo? It might.
Okay.
You see, these is old time pieces. That's years and years ago, and I'm just around about 83 past. I was a little girl. These old people come through these hills and woods where we live. There was no cars to run. There was no tape recorders. There was no nothing. Wood. A burnt. You cut wood and burnt. That's what you got. Well, they'd play these, they'd gang up and come to our house because my dad could play. And they went to playing with him. Well, we hardly ever seen a banjo, and it was just homemade, but you seen it, you couldn't play it hardly. And I loved that banjo better than I did anything else. I like the fiddle. I can beat the fiddlesticks. I learned that from my dad. And I learned to dance. I was dancing when I was 10 years old. And they would dance all night, and I'd be the last one on the floor, and I was the least one. So I think I beat him. I thought I did. And we had an awful good time. Now, we had to dig our living out of the woods. We didn't, there was no nothing that you could, I don't know how we ever made it, but we got there some way or another. I ain't above my race, and I never would be, no matter what it had. But our ancestors is something to think about. We've all got them. And I don't think I'll ever let my ancestors down as long as I live, and I hope nobody else ever does. And I like music, I love to hear it, and I like to try to play it. And as long as I'm able to play a tune, I'll play. And I heard at home, and I can hurt away just the same. Don't stop it nohow. So that's the reason I go. And if they come and get me, I'll be a going every time I can. That's all I can tell you about myself. Now, what else was you want?
I'm going to put this over your neck. It might
stay. Yeah, I don't know. I can't hold it up on my...
I want it over
here. Uh-oh. You're going to play this your own... Now, I didn't think I was going to have to play hardly this evening.
Is that too high for you?
That, I can't do it that way. I'll just have to throw this one. I don't know how, whoever fixed it don't know how to fix it. I know I didn't. I couldn't fix it.
That's not much good.
I don't think you'd have to do it. I Like I'm often there losing my banjo case. It pulled off. My son fixed it, and I said, I wish to God I'd have enough friends to throw in and help me buy a case, or I'm going to have to carry my banjo this. He said he fixed it for me, though, to do a while. Now you're getting it fixed, I think. Hope so. I've got a good banjo, but I brought this and this other, and I've got too heavy for them. What was it? Now you have to tell me what.
How about that old Tom John Henry's?
I've got this on a record, and it's got a lot of singing to it, but I don't think I'll try to sing it. I'll just play it a little for you, I'm tired, and I'll play some more before I leave you, I hope, anyhow. These old times, if I can think of them, they come back to me, and then I can study over and play them, but I forget a lot of them. I still think it's... Think that's okay? It's okay if I can play it. I believe I'll play.
You started out playing music.
What?
How did you get started out playing?
Well, there's a man come past our house and went to playing the banjo a little. He had a pretty good old banjo, you know, none of them wasn't no count much. Never I hear it. And he got to play it, and I got to liking to hear it. And my brother, he went and made a banjo. And he'd put flower poke heads in it and groundhog heads, but the best heads you could put in it is. It's a shame to tell it, but it's the truth. They'd kill a cat, you know, and it had a thin like head, and it made it sound a little better. And so that's all I had to learn on, and it cut your fingers, you couldn't know. And you couldn't, they'd put them wooden keys in it, and you couldn't hardly get them to stick. So I don't know how I ever did learn a little bit on that. I got started like that, and I was 10 years old. And then when I played a little along till I got married, and when I got married, I quit playing the banjo because I raised a family. And you can't raise a family and take care of your young'uns and work for them and play the banjo all the time. So I just quit. And when I got, when my family growed up and got out from under me, they said, "Now, why don't you to play the banjo again?" I said, "Oh, I never would learn again." Oh, they said, "Yes, you would." So they got me one. I got to playing a little, and ever since 64, I've been a-playing. I go in first one place and another, New York, Newport, Rhode Island. Now they took me all over the world almost, I thought. And so I just kept going and playing. They just kept taking me, so I just kept going. And I enjoyed the music. I did. I enjoyed the music. I loved to hear it. Loved to hear everybody play. And they really kept taking me. I didn't have nothing to do. I just went then after I didn't have no course, I had a husband, but he was able to wait on himself till he got broke down, you know. And then I had to stay and wait on him a lot. I didn't get to go. They wanted me to go. Now, what did you say?
How many children did you raise?
I had 8 and lost 2 and raised 6. And my mother, she took, you see, she is married twice. She took her boys. He had 2 kids, and the woman died when the last baby was born, you know. One was 4, and one was about 4 years older than the baby was. So she took them, raised them, we raised them too. And they just seemed just like we were sisters, you know. We just played together, and our sisters, mine was growed up, all but one. And we really liked each other, and they were both dead and gone. And they had 2 young ones, one did, and one had 3 or 4. And I run on to her boy here, playing down there at the Parsons Reunion here a while back. And he's running for governor. And I didn't what to think. I hadn't seen them since they was babies. You know, she lost her mind, and she passed away. And her kid just put out amongst people, you know. And when he found out, he didn't know what to do either. He just took videotape of us all the time. And Hazel and her husband there was all down there playing, and they just took videotape of us all the time and took pictures just every few minutes. And it was me and my son and Hazel and her husband. And there wasn't nobody else there to play but us. We had to play, or nobody had any music. They didn't even have no lectures. It went off. Didn't have nothing. And he said that he was going to send us a videotape of it, you know. And he was running against Capricorn, you know. And he was tickled as well. We had our pictures talking together. And me and his kids had our pictures talking together. Now, and I hadn't seen them since as babies. And you don't know how I felt. I just couldn't think it was her young'uns, but it was. And we had a good time down there, but, you know, he said he'd send us a video of it. And he's tickled death to see me. Cabin Creek. Maybe I can play it a little better than I did for you. I was bad sick when I was playing that. You remember that? That's a good banjo player, asks a tune every time he wants to play a tune. There's a man come to our place, and his name is Pete Lane. And he's a good banjo player. He was good. I mean, he was good. And I was learning pretty good then, and he played, and I said, play that again. And he said, why? And I said, I just want to hear. He played it again, and he said, you play it. And I played it, and I didn't do too good the first time. And the next time I tried it, I beat him on it. He said, oh, I'll never play it again. And he never. And he left out there, and I don't know what ever become of him. And I have played that piece. I don't know how many paces I've went. I never did hear nobody playing that piece. And I played it and tried to learn it to people. I've got that there John Henry Nissen on this tape. We've got some tapes here. And there's a woman come from Nebuda, Michigan, and she said she'd seen me ever since I was 71. And she said, I love you. I'm the best fan you'll ever have in the world. And I didn't know her a bit more, and I didn't know her at all. And she said, I was looking bad. You know, I was not well. I wasn't in no good health. And she said, when she seen me come on that stage, she prayed and tickled to death, and she sent me my picture. And she said, I had that tape, I said, I'm on this here on 2 pieces, you know. She said, well, give it to me. Let me have it. And I said, well, you can have it. I've got 2 more. And so she never asked me how much. She just went to grab out of her pocketbook. And I said, they say they sell it $8 and $10, you know. And she said, okay. She said, it don't make no difference about the price, just so you're on it. Boy, she really thinks a lot of me. I wrote her a letter, and I'm going to send her picture. I've got her on my camera when I get it. Thank you. I've forgotten to, and I'll play out then here a little bit, and then I'll beg you to let me off for a while.
Phoebe mentioned there's a new Augusta tape, and I have a few downstairs I'll bring up for Phoebe to sell, and she plays a couple of real good old tunes on there. If Phoebe's going to be around through tomorrow, maybe some of the band.
I'm going to stay about Monday, I think, and they want me to stay right on, but I'll have to come back then. He's trying to run me off right now.
Maybe some of the banjo classes would like to see Phoebe. She's gonna be around through the day tomorrow, so maybe talk to me. We can get that arranged. We thank you for coming, Phoebe.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You don't feel like dancing, do you?
Yeah, I might dance one.
Well, Phoebe says she might dance one.
I might dance one, but I'm pretty tired. I dance one, but I can't dance right now.
Phoebe will dance a couple steps, and then we're going to head right out to the plaza. They're getting set up for the picture. Why don't you just face them? Well, this is an Augusta first. Thank you. Okay, grab your instruments. Let's all wander out to the plaza. We want Phoebe in the picture, and we want Melvin in the picture. He's over there. And everybody.